I can tell you with full authority that it was not the same. There was no way on this green earth the little naked siren lying in my rumpled sheets right now felt everything I did. She couldn't possibly. I could barely fathom it myself. You would think, after pounding into her tight, wet heat and emptying myself inside her, it would weaken the insane urge I had to claim her, that the gnawing hunger inside me would be satiated. It wasn't. If anything, it made it worse. It made me afraid someone would take her from me, that I would lose her. The shock I felt, seeing her standing outside the police station, still lingered, as did the words she spoke. I told him I didn't care. No way. There was no way Coach had told her I was a murderous bastard, and she'd uttered that she didn't mind. He must not have told her everything. But that didn't make sense either. He made it crystal clear he didn't want me around his princess, and I made it clear I didn't care. He had ammunition, though, the means to get rid of me. But here she was, in my arms, my cum smearing her thighs. Just the idea made me so hot, and I groaned, rolling to push her into the mattress while rising to my knees.
Jason?
She questioned, brows furrowing. Spread your legs, I said, palming her thighs, already pushing them apart. She made a surprised sound, but did what I asked, and held them open while I settled between them. Still gripping her thighs, I focused on her pink center, finding exactly what I wanted. There I am, I rumbled with satisfaction, swirling my finger in the creamy evidence I'd just claimed her from the inside. Following that erotic thought, I scooped it all up with my fingers and pushed it back in. She made a little sound, and I thrust a little deeper and swirled, making sure my cum was good and deep. I hoped her body absorbed it. I hoped I became part of her DNA. It's good you're on the pill, I murmured, fingers still pushed deep, because the way I feel right now, I'd be pleased as fuck if you got pregnant.